Leading our news this morning, Peter Greste has returned home to a jubilant welcome after 400 days in an Egyptian prison. The Australian journalist was greeted by family, friends and supporters at Brisbane Airport early this morning. Mr. Greste says he's thrilled to be home and he paid special tribute to his family.
My family have been the rock, the bedrock throughout all of this. My family have been absolutely awesome. I couldn't have done this without them. You guys wouldn't be here without my family.
Peter Greste, they're free. Bali Nine ringleaders Andrew Chan, Amur and Sukumaran could face a firing squad within a fortnight. The men have been denied a final judicial review by the Denpasar District Court. Earlier this week, Indonesia confirmed that it plans to put the two Australians to death in the next round of executions. Two large bushfires are still burning out of control in the south of Western Australia. A drop in winds and light rain is helping fire crews battling a blaze that's threatening the town of Northcliffe. The fire has been burning for 6 days and it was sparked by a lightning strike. Former frontbencher Arthur Sinodinos has warned that Tony Abbott, his support for the Prime Minister, is not unconditional. The leadership tensions are still simmering after 2 days of cabinet meetings. Several backbenchers have spoken up publicly against Mr. Abbott's leadership, but as yet, no one is willing to launch a challenge.